Creating sense of God, as we continue on this so important topic, this topic is of paramount value. Love must win. We spoke about the importance of protecting our love for God, and we identified the things that caused Eve in the Garden of Eden to be distracted, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things were what Satan used to manipulate Eve and cause her to disobey God. Might I say to our saints, he's still using the same strategy to distract believers and to want to cause us to be disobedient to the Lord. And so we have to be watchful, because the Bible says the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. So we ought to learn from the mistakes of those who have gone before us and make better decisions. Bless the name of the Lord. We know the scriptures, the Bible said, the adversary like a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So he's watching our impulse, he's watching our craving, he's watching what we like and what we desire. He's looking at our likes, he's looking at our thumbs up for different things in the world. And he's using those as the bait to pull us away, to lure us away from the things of God. So we ought to be careful how we manifest on social media, because he watches everything. In fact, the media is designed that way, to see what you have a craving for and begin to populate your mind with those things, or populate your space with those things. So even the very internet domain is, or social media is, trying to read how we, what our likes are, trying to get in top into our thoughts. Bless the name of the Lord. We have to be very careful and allow that our thoughts to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Not only should love be protected, we should live securely in God's love. We should also live securely in God's love. And so Paul asked in Romans chapter 8, verse 25 to 38, who shall separate us from the love of God? That's a strong question. That's a powerful question. That's a question that worth looking into. So he began to ask a series of questions. He says, shall tribulation, which identifies trial or misfortune in life, will that separate us from the love of God? So many of our believers, when trial come, have failed to remain faithful. When misfortune meets them, they turn their back on God. Tribulation is one of the tools that the enemy uses to try to separate believers from the love of God. When I had my tribulation with the passing of one of my child, it was a very difficult moment and would have caused me to want to run. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. I was encouraged to run to God, who is my refuge and strength, present help in the time of trouble. And can I tell you, his grace, his comfort and love has kept me and given me the power to endure, to overcome, and to deal with my loss. And I can guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, the same God that delivered me can deliver you in times of tribulation. So Paul asks, shall distress, which refers to grief, agony, pain, sorrow, suffering, will that cause us to be separated from the love of God? Let us ask ourselves the question, have you been derailed by the enemy, tripped by him because of distress? What about persecution, which refers to torment or oppression? Are we easily displaced by those things that try to frustrate us? Job's wife tried to persuade him to turn his back on God. And Job's wife said to him, curse God and die. And Job said to his wife, you speak like one of the foolish women. Job declared, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. What an attitude to have in the midst of trial. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all these single scriptures, Job did not charge God foolishly. Job kept a prayerful, worshipful spirit in the middle of his stress, agony, and chaos. He found opportunity to worship, opportunity to praise. And so too, as believers, we must examine ourselves on the radar of these questions. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution. We're going to continue on this in the next segment. God bless.